I'm testing my audio.
I don't hear you. I don't hear me. Now I hear me.
You hear okay?
I sound great. My voice is sexy.
Yeah. I mean, your best attribute as a radio personality is your voice. I mean, it's just that good.
You know, they asked me to do those Kraft macaroni and cheese commercials. I told them to go screw.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
ladies, Jay and Silent Bob are in the hit hills.
You're listening to Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. Now your hosts, Michael Biseglia and Leon Oliver.
And as Jackie Gleason would say, and away we go.
Ayo!
You're listening to Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. This is a Thursday night. What is this, March 10th, 2011?
Now, I have to say, you and I used to do a much, 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 much better job of producing Outside the Boxes and putting them on the internet on SeavillePodcast.com. But by golly darn it, we have been busy, busy, busy little bees.
You can't blame me for that. You used to do a much better job. You can't blame me.
So you're saying it's all me?
Schedules don't work. That's not my fault.
Yeah, your schedule doesn't work either.
You're busier than me in the evenings.
It's the evenings that are rough.
It's awful. And listen, listeners, I love you. I'm not coming in here early in the morning to go do it. The big bear needs his beer in the morning before he goes to work. There's no way I'm coming in here
early. You have
to
stop telling people that you're drinking beer before you come into work in the morning.
Hey,
that's just not right.
I get my stuff done, all right?
What happens if management approaches you and said, Leon, we've been listening to your podcast, and we know that you've been drinking beer before you come in every
then
day.
I'll tell them, if you've been listening to this podcast, then by golly, buy a shirt, goddammit.
Yeah, what is
that? They're sitting there in the store right now.
We still only have one sale made.
I have to say that publicly.
I am pushing it to our listeners to buy some merchandise.
Is it bad that we haven't bought our own merchandise?
No.
We work in radio, you know, we don't have any money. I can barely afford a steak gordita.
You gotta stop going there, man. Keep going there. You look good.
I've been healthy. I've been going to the gym. I'm working out.
Now you look good. You look your beer stout.
Yeah, thank you very much. I do like stout beer.
That's why I said it.
But Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. Make sure to check us out on the Twitter at OTB Podcast. Also on Facebook, search for Outside the Box. Also our site online at OTBPodcast.com. And at this time, I'm going to steal this from our good friends, Big O and Dukes.
Your good friends.
I wouldn't even say good friends. People that I admire and
obsessed
are inspiration for this podcast.
Man crush.
I'm going to steal this from them. At this time, we'd like you to take your Facebook statuses and your Twitter updates and all, and you can just send out a message right now. Say, hey, I'm listening to the new Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. Put a link to it. Spread the word. Listen, we don't make any damn money for this. We're not on the radio. You know, we need you to help us promote this show and grow it. If you like it, tell someone. Maybe they'll like it. Maybe they'll tell you to go screw and kick rocks. Let's have a sociological experiment.
You never know. The social media these days, it's blowing up. It's big with the kids. Finally saw The Social Network, by the way.
Yeah, and social media, they're toppling countries and shit. Think about it. You can topple countries right now on Twitter. You can send out Outside the Box. But you finally saw The Social Network?
Saw it. I thought it was very good. I liked it.
Your phone's going off.
Yeah.
No wonder you're in Market 229.
It was my friend that's a UConn fan. Syracuse UConn playing tomorrow in the Big East
semifinals.
Is he running
naked outside right now in celebration of Kemba Walker's shot?
We never talk. That's inappropriate. We never talk hoops really here. We might need to get into the UVA basketball game today. Well, it might be the first time it comes across on Outside the Box.
Well, how they choked as they normally do.
For those people that are not familiar with the program or did not hear what happened as you're listening, this was 12 o'clock in the afternoon. The game started Thursday. Game ended around 2:30 or so.
You giving them like a death report? Time of death was 2:38 for the Cavaliers.
Shut the fuck up. Cavaliers had a 10-point lead with 42 seconds left. I was just making sure that we weren't switched on the air there. I got nervous when I cursed.
Who's FCC?
Say that again. 42 seconds left, up 10, blew the game. So we're going to have to get into that on Outside the Box. We will have to get into that game. It was just an historic loss. We're going to have to get into as well. Somebody taking my pita chips the other day. I found that to be very peculiar.
Well, it wasn't just somebody.
Yeah, well, the point, we'll get into that story. He's in the building now. We could actually ask him about it.
Nah, that guy weirds me out.
Well, you want to try to get him in the studio?
Nah, he weirds me out a little bit. I think like he's the kind of guy that could have a knife and stab you randomly. At some
He's harmless.
I could see him like you ever played Grand Theft Auto Vice City?
I watched you play.
Well, the one Vice City that's set in the '80s, and you run into a little Haiti in Miami, and there's all the crazy Haitians walking around trying to stab people.
I haven't seen that.
That's what I think that guy is.
Okay, fair enough. I want to get into that. We also actually attempted an outside the box last week. People don't know about this, but we put one together a la the dating game. Maybe we could potentially play some audio clips. It wasn't the dating game.
There was only music that we had. It was a half-assed game show.
It was a half-assed game show. Who said the crazy quote? Charlie Sheen or Mel Gibson? We could play some of that.
Yeah, you thought it was that bad? We value the seven listeners that we have. I think that baby should go in the Walt Disney vault.
Man, sorry, my brain is scattered tonight. I'm very scattered. I'm a little exhausted. I'm tired.
Mike O'Mara would kick you out of his studio right
Who?
Now.
Who?
Mike O'Mara. He's the radio god.
Mike O'Mara. Are you talking about the guy from the Global Guts on Nickelodeon?
Yeah, Global Guts on Nickelodeon. You know, Mike O'Mara, also inspiration for this podcast. You can check him out, themichaelmaraShow.com. But he would kick you out of the studio right now. You got to have your game face
I'm
on.
I'm trying. I'm pepping up.
Pep up. Well, Mike, a lot of stuff to get into.
Let's go for this evening.
A lot of stuff to get into. And I guess, well, you alluded to it earlier. Let's start with Virginia. I know we don't talk a lot of hoops on here. We talk so much sports throughout the day. You know,
this is kind of
a refuge at times. But
There's a time and place. Like we talked about Giants-Eagles. Yeah,
I know
that we brought up.
No one gives two flying shits about Virginia basketball, not even people in Charlottesville.
There's people that we listen to our program that care about them. That's not true.
Well, about three of them.
That's not
but
true.
But anyway, as this was a collapse of all collapses. This was one of the worst collapses in ACC history. Probably one of the worst collapses you'll see in sports. A team that's up 10 points in a basketball
seconds.
Game with 42 seconds left somehow, some way, finds a way to lose. Mm. Up in, there's a guy whose name slips me. He's a baseball statistician, and he also does basketball stuff. He compiled a probability chart based on leads and times and games and how impossible it is to lose it.
Right.
And Dan Steinberg, who writes with a DC sports blog on the Washington Post, has a link to it right now up on his blog. He doesn't call it a blog. He calls it a blog. And it was almost a 100% prediction of a win if you're up 10 points with 42 seconds left.
So there has to be one glimmer of chance. I mean, it can't be 100%.
No, it was almost at 100%. Yes, certainly stranger things have happened.
Reggie Miller in the Knicks.
When people say stranger things have happened, this will be the game that they point to.
Do you remember that time when UVA had... Oh, it was awful.
It was terrible.
The funny part, too, is I was in the control room running things for the game. You came into the studio and we started chit-chatting, talking about Virginia's potential next opponent, which would have been the UNC Tar Heels, if they were to win. But we were talking about the good win, UNC, loosey-goosey, nothing to worry about, they'll be fine. And when you sat your big, beautiful butt on the chair, that, my friend, is when everything went to the shitter. It really is true.
Well, if I can take credit for this loss, I will.
Do you root against UVA?
No, I don't root against Virginia. I don't give two flying Fs about that program. It gives me
Did you want to see them to win?
To talk, I really don't care, win or lose, whenever Virginia
well,
takes,
who are you
takes,
rooting
takes
for?
The field. I wasn't rooting. Mike,
a good game then?
We're media. I was rooting for a fast game. As every member of the media will ever say about any athletic contest, I was rooting for a fast game. We don't give a damn who wins and loses, just as long as the game goes fast.
Have I ever been in the studio and just thought, wow, I wish the game could go over faster? Every time I think that, I swear to you, it goes into overtime.
Yeah, well,
it's unbelievable.
That's a curse for thinking that. But that's what everyone does.
It's amazing.
I don't care who wins, but it was certainly is an epic collapse. And, you know, those guys, and you watched it start happening. Guys are missing shots, and, you know, there's turnovers, and balls are going through people's legs a la Bill Buckner. It just started to snowball. You know, when things hit the fan, it really hit the fan.
It gets me thinking March Madness, by the way, the best time of the year for a sports fan. Better than the Super Bowl, better than the World Series, better than any Olympics, is March Madness as the NCAA conference tournaments get going. And then that first two rounds, the best activities in sports. It's on during the day. Everybody watches it. What if they've done studies about business productivity?
Oh, it goes way
down. Severely dropping.
It goes way down. I mean, they make applications where you can watch the game online, and they got the little fake boss button that you hit it, and it brings up a little chart. It's like the Johnson account. And, you know, it's got like this.
You would know the Johnson account,
wouldn't
you?
Yeah, yeah, the Johnson account. You know. But, no, I mean, it's great. Even people that don't get into it. I mean, every year, you know, girls that don't watch any hoops, they fill out brackets and they pick based on mascots and teams and colors. And it's just fun conversation. And when everyone gets into it, and every now and then you have a miraculous moment when a school that no one's ever heard of, Northern Idaho Technical College of Engineering Repair, beats so-and-so school. And it's crazy. You see the people celebrating on the floor. I mean, any given game,
it's awesome.
You can edit that in there. Any given game, you know, there's a chance for in the upset.
Syracuse, UConn in 2009, March 11th, 6 overtimes. They play again
tomorrow. Well, that's a Big East tournament.
Sure, yeah. But just a remarkable moment in the sports world. Really loved it. Really enjoyed that. Now, Leon, the other day, to transition into food, what are you eating about?
I just saw a commercial for the shrimp taco and burrito at Taco Bell.
You going to get it?
Would you eat that?
Let's bring them in the studio. I'll eat them with you.
You would eat
not
that?
Not tonight, but we'll do it.
Not tonight, no. But
next OTP, let's do it.
Actually eat a shrimp taco from Taco Bell.
Yeah, I'll do it. What's in it? Did it say what was in it? I'll look it up.
Well, if they're running commercials saying that their meat is like 85% meat and then like 15% their special
a
mixture
shrimp can't
or whatever,
just be a certain percentage of a shrimp, right?
But if their meat, if their commercials for their meat are admitting that it's not 100% ground beef, then how old do you think the shrimp is? This shrimp can't be fresh.
Well, if it's of course it's not fresh shrimp. But if it's frozen, that's all I'm asking for.
You know why Taco Bell just started selling this? They got all the shrimp that died in the oil spill from the Gulf Coast. That's what it is. It's all the oil-coated shrimp. And that's what is in your burrito right now.
Well, I've gone through this with you, and I've pointed this out to you. You know why their Pacific Shrimp Burrito ads are on now.
It's Lent.
Right, and that's why you see Arby's with a fish sandwich, Wendy's, because they're going to try to take advantage of that and
which
make some,
I don't
some
understand.
Money on it.
Do people that partake in Lent give up meat?
They give it up on Fridays.
Like beef?
Yeah, they give up meat. So an alternative is fish, and that's why they're coming up with this. Now, I found the nutrition facts.
Who the hell reads that?
I'm trying to find the ingredient. I want to see exactly what's in it, because, you know, I really dislike, like, mayonnaise and stuff and that kind of thing. I won't eat it. I'll have to get it without the mayo. Their website is very cool, though.
Who would put shrimp on a mayo on shrimp?
I don't know. I have no idea. I just want to double check.
What was this, Canada? You put gravy on your French fries? You want some poutine, don't you?
What?
Poutine.
I'm not even listening. What's that?
It's like French fries and gravy and all other kinds of shit all piled up on one plate, and the Canadians go crazy for it.
All right. Lettuce, fiesta salsa, shrimp, avocado, ranch, tortilla. Now, that's the shell. How about if I do it without the without the avocado ranch?
Gulf of
that
Mexico.
That sounds kind of nasty.
You know no one in Taco Bell is going to be able to put that on there. You say without the avocado ranch, they're going to put three spoonfuls of it on there.
I know. That's no way. All right. Well, we'll take it. Next week, we eat it. Are you going to have something, too?
I'll have it. I'll bring it in.
All right.
We'll
see.
We can bring in bad fast food. Speaking of bad fast food, did you hear about the McLobster?
No. No, yes, I did from you, but that's not here locally. Is that like a thing in Maine?
No, well, apparently it started sweeping the country. Everyone was talking about Google the McLobster. You'll see a picture. We'll link a picture of it up on this blog. If you haven't seen this thing, it's disgusting. It's a lobster roll from McDonald's. And apparently in some parts of the Northeast, they offer it. They offer it in Canada. And there was rampant speculation that
the lobster meat doesn't look terrible.
That it was going to be offered in the United States. McDonald's tweeted the other day, they have no plans to offer a McLobster, but I swear to God, they tweeted, we're working on a new menu item. It's called McWinning.
McWinning? What would that be?
Even they're taking advantage of the Charlie Sheen stuff. It was a joke. It was awful, though, all from McDonald's and Twitter. But there's no, you would eat lobster from McDonald's? You know that's not fresh out of the sea in Maine.
Would you rather eat the shrimp taco from Taco Bell or the McLobster from McDonald's? That'll be our poll question of the week for Outside the Box.
That's
by the
a good
way.
Question. And I'd take the shrimp. I'd take the McLobster, because McDonald's in their ads is all, you know, 100% grade A ground beef and stuff like that. Taco Bell's running ads where they're saying that their tacos don't have 100% meat in them, and there's some other mixture. If you can't own up to 100% meat in your tacos, I don't want to eat your shrimp.
All right, we're doing this next week on Outside the Box. We are eating the shrimp Pacific tacos or whatever.
I'm bringing it.
From Taco Bell.
I'm bringing a beer, too.
You're bringing a beer?
I'm bringing a beer at 12. I'll just start ripping them in there.
That reminds me.
What's that?
Four Loko.
Oh.
I wanted to have you start the show with a Four Loko on an empty stomach and see where you end up at the end of the show. We'll go like a 40, 45 minute show.
I'll tell you what, next week then I'll drink a Four Loko. I'll just pound it at the beginning of the show.
And then have the taco.
And then chase it with the Taco Bell
Should it
taco.
Be the other way around?
No, I don't want to put anything on my stomach before I put the Four Loko.
Because it'll be out of your stomach?
Yeah, probably so. Have you had one of those?
I've never had a Four Loko.
I drank a Four Loko the other night.
Are you allowed to tell people this?
It was intense.
I thought you wanted it hidden.
Yeah, fuck them. It was intense.
Them?
Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah,
anyway, it was intense, man. It was like 12% alcohol, and it tasted like a really nasty Mike's Hard Lemonade. I'm sure you're familiar with those when you first drank them. And but strangely, I kept sipping on it, and I didn't want to like pound it because I had other beers I wanted to drink, so I didn't want to get belligerently drunk. But you could definitely feel it making a difference, and I definitely felt a little energetic. I know they're taking the caffeine out. Maybe it was just psychological.
Probably, but yeah.
So I definitely felt a little...
Would you have it again?
Oh, I'd definitely do it again.
Was there a new flavor maybe you'd like to try?
Oh, yeah, I'd try them. I mean, you know, if you want to buy several flavors, you can line them up in here. I'll drink them back to back next week.
What would two Four Lokos do to you? Now, I don't want to advocate, you know, drinking these things. They're dangerous.
I'll advocate it. Let's drink them up. That's four Lokos for everybody.
No Loko. Only Jimmy. For Leon Loko. You Loko for... All right.
But, you know, the original batch of Four Lokos, they actually sent those to a plant in Richmond. They're turning that into fuel, Michael.
Now, that's smart.
What does that say about the ingredients? Look, you're texting.
No, I'm lining up a guest for us right now.
You're lining up a guest.
I'm serious.
Texting at the moment.
I lined up a guest for Outside the Box now.
We'll see if that pans out.
Do you want to have him on? I booked us a diehard Cavalier fan that was at the game that can comment on his depression. Does that interest you?
We'll talk to him.
We'll go to break and get him on?
Okay, we'll talk to him a little bit. No one gives a shit about Virginia.
But I think it'd be fun to hear someone that's very depressed.
Okay, well, yeah, we can poke fun at him.
Okay. Continue.
Oh, I thought you were calling him now.
Oh, no, I was going to do it when we went to the break.
Oh, well, we don't have breaks.
We can make breaks.
This is a live show. We're not on radio.
I don't have headphones.
Yeah, well, that's on you for not being prepared.
Oh, he can't do that. He doesn't want to talk about that.
Yeah, so he wants to kill himself, like most people that are Virginia fans. If you had to deal with that shitty-ass Affleck program, you
wouldn't
kill yourself,
too. I was just trying to book us a guest. Talk about your Four Loko, moco.
A guest?
A guest. You know what a guest is?
Some like Alaskan dish.
It's when
dish.
You take a guest and a desk and you put them together, you get a guest.
You were dropped in your head as a child, weren't you?
No, but I did stay back in the first grade.
That's
why is that funny? I'm being honest. I'm being real with the people now. To the
why were you held back?
Because reading is tough.
Did you have trouble coloring inside the lines?
I could color just fine, and we're getting a stare by a. My main man over there, which we'll talk about in just a moment, he just stares at the studios. It's awkward. But anyway, I stayed back.
What? I mean, there has to be a reason.
I couldn't read or write. I was behind.
So you were illiterate.
But I was very good at math. I'm a good math player.
So you are like an autistic savant. You're like Rain Man.
No, I'm not that. I'm not that extreme.
Really?
You've seen me with the math when I do with the UVA crap. You know I can do math fine.
But that's very true. I haven't seen you read or write before.
You want to...
We're going to have a Michael Buscaglia reading comprehension test on the next episode.
Do I really have to? You're giving me anxiety.
I'm going to make you read Huckleberry Finn and do a book report on it.
Oh, God.
You're listening to Outside the Box, Mike and Leon here. Mike, you know, a bunch of other things to get into today. I know, I don't know if I told you this story, but I had a woman at the mall not take a security tag off of a product that I purchased.
And what did you buy?
The alarm went off. I bought a video game.
And so did you go off?
Me.
One of those.
I went off, but here's the thing. It didn't go off in her store. It bought it when I was leaving another store. I'll take you back. I went to the mall. I went to go buy a video game. I went to GameStop. I'd been good. My fiance bought me a game, and I bought myself a game.
Very nice. Very nice.
So when I go to use my game, I said, you know what? Let me use the old credit card. I was just about to pay it off, so why not earn the extra points? Because I'm wanting to pay it off the next day, I pull out my credit card without paying attention that it's a card.
Okay.
You know, rewards card.
Sure.
But I can use it anywhere.
Right.
I end up using this card at GameStop. And the girl kind of looks at me weird, like, you're using a Best Buy card here? I'm like, eh, you know, whatever. And she kind of seemed a little miffed by it, but I didn't pay attention, you know.
Yep.
I buy my product. I walk out of GameStop. Everything's fine. We're leaving through the mall. We're leaving through the JCPenney. It goes off. And I'm looking around like, what? And then my fiance is looking at me. She goes, why did that go off? And I go, I guess you didn't desensitize it or whatever.
Yeah.
The game that my fiance bought was desensitized.
But yours was not.
Mine was not. I think she was sticking it to me for using her competitor's card there.
Oh, you're overreacting. These people don't give a crap.
They would do it because you know why? I would do it.
Yeah, but not everybody is an insensitive ass like you.
But she was like...
So she was like you.
She was like 19 and emo and, you know, probably hated her daddy. She was taking it out on me.
I hope you love your dad.
I do, but she doesn't. She was probably taking it out on me.
Well, good for her. I'm glad someone took care of you. It's about damn time.
But I was really, I didn't think about it. So we got halfway down the road afterwards. I was really pissed. I wanted to go back and give her a piece of my mind.
Outside the box, if you haven't Facebook messaged us or statused us, do that now. You know what, Leon? Then why didn't you go back?
Well, we were like halfway down the road
Excuses.
At that point. There's no point in coming back.
Yeah.
At that point, but... Look, if she did that on purpose, A, she's brilliant, B, fuck her. But that was...
She might be an outside-the-box fan. She might be listening now going, oh my God, I'm being recognized online.
She's probably at home cutting herself.
You got...
Oh,
come on.
Right
taking
now.
It too far.
Well, she's
you really
all emo,
hate this girl.
She's all emo and screwed up anyway.
You don't know if she was screwed up. She could be brilliant.
Hair was like all black.
Stop judging people.
And black and pink
Stop
and stuff.
Stop judging. By the way, so I had was very hungry when I left the baseball game the other day. Stopped over and got some pita chips and hummus.
You're gay.
Good stuff. Love hummus. What does that mean?
You eat hummus.
Yeah, a lot of people eat hummus.
You're a man.
Yeah, a lot of men eat hummus.
I mean, in Charlottesville.
A lot of men in the world eat hummus.
San Francisco.
What do you think the Israeli soldiers eat when they're out in
Egypt?
I don't
know what they
eat
there.
They eat hummus, you piece of shit.
I don't know.
Keep your mouth
maybe
shut.
Maybe they eat chicken.
Yeah, you don't know
maybe,
anything.
Maybe they eat
you
chicken.
You know absolutely not.
I've never been to Israel. I don't know what they eat
You don't
there.
Know what people eat in the Middle East? Quit your pile.
I don't want to go
it's
to
annoying.
The Middle East. I don't know what they eat there.
But I'm just saying people eat other foods besides the shrimp and Taco Bell.
We eat,
keep it
we
to
eat
yourself.
Meat in America.
It's
That's
getting annoying.
We eat meat in America.
Yeah, we also eat other things besides meat like vegetables and potatoes.
Not
and
in my
fruit.
America.
Well, you're not. This is not your America. Oh, my God.
Anyway, go
Can
on.
I just tell a story?
Anyway, go
Can
on.
I tell a story
yes,
without
yes,
you coming
yes.
all
you
over me, yelling
I'm
at me,
coming all over
me.
You.
Yeah,
That's
you come
disturbing.
On me all the time.
That's a little disturbing.
Oh, it's awful. I lost my hat because of it.
Yeah. Anyway, you were eating your organic, locally produced
It wasn't hummus. Organic. It was chickpeas.
What the hell's a chickpea?
It's a vegetable. You got me all riled up. Jeez, yeah. I can eat hummus.
Settle down, Ahmed. Settle down.
Ahmed. You called me gay.
Quoting the Middle East and you're talking about hummus.
What do you think the Israeli soldiers, would you dare tell someone with an AK-47 that to make fun of him?
Yes, I would.
No, you wouldn't.
Because he wouldn't shoot me for that.
He might.
That would be an international incident.
Well, that would be okay.
That would be a war over that.
No, there wouldn't.
It would end very quickly. But anyway, go on.
So anyway, the guy that comes here late at night, he cleans the area. I had the chips in the other room because, well... Can't eat him in the studio. So I go back and forth. Go into the room. He's eating my chips. The cleaning guy has in his hand the chips.
Now, what kind of bag? What kind of situation were these chips? Were
these
they in
chips
like an open bag? Were they in like a basket?
They were sort of in like a Ziploc bag sort of thing that was open. So it's clearly personal property. And he's like, oh, I took a chip. And I
so
was like,
he put his hand inside of a Ziploc bag that you had.
Not a Ziploc bag, but looked like that, and it was open. It wasn't zipped.
It wasn't like your typical open bag of Doritos.
It was sort of like that, waxy paper feeling, you know?
Okay.
But it was tucked up holding chips in. It wasn't like a Dorito bag or a pretzel bag or anything like that.
Did he have a glove on his hand?
No, he did not.
Had he just been cleaning something? Did he have cleaning utensils and supplies?
There were cleaning utensils by, yes.
Did you eat the chips after he ate
I was
them?
So hungry, Leon, I had to continue to eat the chips.
You don't have any... You could have just cleaned the toilet.
Well, he's a cleaning guy, so I'm sure he washed his hands after.
You know damn well that guy didn't wash his hands. If you haven't seen this, and obviously you guys haven't seen this guy, he's about... How tall do you think he is? Six foot?
Oh, no. 5'6"?
I don't know.
Six?
down.
He's shorter than you and
he's
me.
He's black. I assume he's tall. I'm not. I'm the one black guy. It's
okay,
not.
Well, you should reference that you are black so you can make that joke. I can't. I did the Israeli soldier one.
Anyway, so, okay. Well, he's that. He's rail thin. He looks like kind of yellowy eyes. He looks like an alcoholic. He looks like someone that has some sort of problem.
Be nice.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying. He looks like somebody that has some sort of problem. And he's got his hand in your bag.
Of chips.
He's probably just got done cleaning the toilet. Lord knows what kind of microbacteria is on there.
Oh, yeah.
And you ate it.
I was so hungry.
Did you say anything to him? Like, bro, don't touch my chips.
I was like, you're eating my chips. He's like, hey, I had your chips. And that was it.
This same guy earlier that day was in another person's office. I don't know why this person had a rubber chicken in their office.
It's a radio station.
It's very true.
Sorry for yelling at you. Sorry for yelling at you before.
I've since forgotten about that.
Good. You're a good man. You're a good man.
There's some screwed up people here, but he's got this chicken, and he's choking the chicken, but that's what he was doing. And this chicken's clucking. And it's clucking, and he's choking it, and it's clucking. And I walk into him, and he's laughing hysterically. Look at the chicken. he's fucked up. I can see why. I'm not putting janitors down, but I can see why he's a janitor and not working for NASA. Something's not there.
Could you imagine him flying an airplane?
No, he's probably a reason why. What's that? Damn it. When I was younger, I saw a video. There was some country that was trying to send a rocket into space and like blew up on the pad because they're stupid and not as smart as us. I forgot what country it was, but he probably worked for their space program.
Do you want to interview him? I've asked you this before. You've said no.
No,
maybe you're changing your idea.
He would stab us.
He wouldn't stab us.
That man has done cocaine at some point in his life.
Oh, that's not fair.
It's true.
This poor man.
You don't stay that skinny without doing something.
It's because he's not eating. He needed chips.
Because he's doing the crack.
He's not doing crack. He just choked his chicken and then ate my food. That's all he did. Why are you laughing? So he choked a chicken and it clucked.
So that might be the title of this show. Yeah. So he choked my choked his chicken and he ate my food. I don't know if they'll allow that as a show title. We'll see.
Hey Leon, has this been an interesting couple months? Do you feel like this last few months have just been like tiring, long, like just a lot of, I don't know. I just feel like it's just been a lot of work lately.
What, you're going to complain about work?
Yeah, you're right, because I'm lucky to have a job.
Yeah, I mean, as bad as you are at it, too, you know?
I'm not bad at it.
Nah, you're not right.
You're not bad at it either. I'm just saying, it just kind of hit me all at once.
I don't know. That's why you drink it at the end of the day, and I forget whatever happened here.
He did love choking that chicken.
He was choking the shit out of that chicken.
I was like, what's that noise?
This is the same guy who a couple weeks ago, you had to turn your vehicle around and turn the headlights on at the dumpster because he was scared of a raccoon that was near the dumpster.
We need to have him on the show. Come on, give in. He's not going to stab you.
He's going to stab
you.
I don't want to sit in the same room as him.
Are you being serious?
He might steal the microphone.
He might, but he's not going to stab you.
He just may. He's going to be scratching and itching and whatever the crackheads do.
You're labeling him a crackhead. He could be a nice man.
Mike, you don't choke people's chickens and eat their chips and... And run from
How
raccoons.
About stare in?
And,
How
and,
about stare in at the studio?
Yeah, we're doing the radio show. We're doing the terrestrial radio show the other day, and we're in the studio, and he's staring daggers at us like we're inconveniencing him. He's waiting on us to go to commercial so he can come in and take out the trash because they want to leave early. Do your fucking job. You have to take a trash can and dump it into another trash can. You can wait 5 minutes until Leon makes a point.
You are ripping on this poor elder man.
He's not elder.
He's really 60.
Like 22. He just looks like he's 66. Cocaine will do that to you. It speeds up the heart rate and you age faster.
He's not a coke addict.
I'm going to bring him here. I'm going to download the Polygraph app for my Android. We'll give
him
a lot
no
of tech.
Polygraph app.
There is a Polygraph app.
That's pretty cool.
It can sense stress and it can tell you if someone's lying. Of course, this isn't 100% scientific.
I'm sure.
It can give you a good basis of if someone's lying. And I guarantee you this guy is free-based cocaine at some point in his life.
All right, gentlemen's bet that he is maybe some point in his life, but not currently.
You know.
You're going back.
I don't see any attempts for this man to better his situation. He's doing the coke.
Can we finish the show with you singing karaoke?
I don't like to sing.
All right, we won't. Can we have sing karaoke get next time we get
he's
him in
He's dropped
here?
His name. You have to bleep his name out now.
Why do we have to drop his name?
Because he's important.
What do you mean? Important people get their name bleeped?
Yeah, it's a victim. He's a minor.
He is a minor.
He's a minor. You can't talk about minors. We're talking about cocaine, and then you talk about minors, right? Charlie Sheen. By the way, I saw your boy the other day with his pants on, just walking around here watching Nickelodeon.
Did you really? Did you get a picture?
I did not. Who the hell wants to take a picture of that? Look, we got a lot of footage of this weird gentleman on our site, but there's some things you don't want to document, all right?
Yeah.
I'm not willing to pull a surprise for that shit.
No, that's a lot going on there. Boy, Leon, this Outside the Box, what episode are we on? I don't think we've ever mentioned it. By the merchandise, too, by the way.
I have no idea what episode that
21,
is.
22, 21, 22. 22.
I don't know, double digits. Hey, we're of legal drinking age, whatever it is.
Very
Make
nice.
Sure to go to the site, buy the merchandise. Otherwise, we'll take your merchandise and hold it hostage until you buy something. But no, seriously, we got kids to feed. Buy the shit.
We have kids to who? Do you have kids?
I don't have any kids. I might adopt one, though. Maybe a nice young Portuguese young man named Miguel. He can cut the grass out front.
You are just in the zone right now. You're choosing your kid. Let's recap, okay? You ready to hear what you've done so far?
Okay.
You've accused the man that comes in at night, the nice young gentleman that cleans the toilets, puts his hand, you know, that I share chips with, puts his hand in a toilet, cleans the urine that we, you know, as humble radio people get all over the seat. Goes in there and cleans that, and you're saying this is a coke addict.
You are a seat misser. I mean, you're a toilet misser, aren't you?
I don't know if I am. I've never been called out on it, so I'm I might be. And now you're saying you're going to adopt a Portuguese boy named Miguel and make him work in your yard. You don't even have a yard.
I will one day. Outside the Box will get me that yard, Michael.
That could be the name of this show.
Outside the Box, get me that yard. There you go. Oh no! Also, speaking of the toilet, I got a real problem with the restroom facilities here in this building.
What's wrong with them?
Well, when you go, ladies, you'll have to excuse yourselves for the next couple of minutes of this conversation because you won't know what the hell we're talking about. But when you go to a men's room, obviously there's a urinal there. Well, maybe they know what the urinal is.
Because you're a boy, you stand.
Yeah, you stand because, you know, that's kind of cool.
That
anyway,
cool.
So you go in there and there's a urinal. Well, we had to go all high-tech and green and all kinds of useless shit. And there is a waterless urinal in there, Michael. I hate it.
Who cares?
I detest it. It smells like piss in there 24/7 because there's dried up piss in the waterless urinal.
Okay, well, that I can understand if that's your issue.
It smells
awful. I don't smell it.
Oh, you. Well, you're from Jersey. You're used to the smell of piss.
I think I am. See, there the Jersey joke's good because that makes sense.
No, you go in
there. Jiggling while you laugh. That's cute.
Yeah, well, I got beer. Anyway, so you go in there and it smells so freaking bad. I don't care. Save 10,000, 100,000 gallons of water, whatever it says on the damn thing a year. It smells like piss in there 24/7. Then you go into the stalls, and I don't know who it is. I want to find out who it is. Are you a reader when you go in the bathroom?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's right. We live together. I can't read magazines after you. That's disgusting. I can't
Tough
read.
Luck.
I can't read in there. I don't know why someone would go in there and want to spend more time than what you have to.
Because it's just a relaxing atmosphere. There's nothing else going on.
You want to get in and out of there. That's not a room. It's not a room that smells good. You want to get in and out of there.
You want to take your time, read an article, enjoy life. It's one of the few moments in life where you're just really sitting there shitting, and that's it.
Enjoy life while you're sitting there, and it smells awful in this room. And you want to sit there and take that in, savor it, enjoy it. Maybe they just make some shit-smelling candles at Bath & Body Works or Bed Bath & Beyond, or whatever the hell you people
I think you have something there. You really do.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not sitting there writing a novel. I'm just reading, like, the Nets article.
I'm reading War and Peace.
Yeah.
But no, so you go in there, and there's people that read. If you want to do it, that's fine. I don't want to touch it. They leave their magazines and their newspapers.
Well, that's a whole
other
issue when you're leaving your, you know,
and it's like hanging over, like, the back of the tank. So if you go and you have to go and do that maneuver, it may possibly touch you, so you had to, like, knock it off.
There? What was in there that you enjoyed?
The independent newspapers in the city. People love leaving those things.
Those are some good toilet material.
Well,
I'm trying to get our podcasting company in those magazines. I'm having a bitch of a time.
Well, when you do that, have the decency to take it out of there with you. Why would you leave that? You think someone wants to come and sit down there behind you and go, oh, well, look at this. They're opening up a new restaurant.
Let's take a poll. I doubt people will answer.
Who wants to admit to being a bathroom reader?
I admit it.
That's
not
something you want to own up to.
I'm a bathroom reader. There you go. Outside the Box, episode 22, Mike and Leon. Leon, next week we'll bring... Just go with it.
Next
week,
double deuce?
Yeah. Next week we'll bring in the shrimp tacos from Taco Bell. We'll see how they go. That will lead to reading something in the bathroom.
And that will lead to several Four Locos as well going down my gullet. I'm thoroughly excited for
it. I'm excited to watch it.
I think I can handle it.
What will get you more screwed up? Taco Bell shrimp tacos or Four Loko?
I think I got to go with the Taco Bell shrimp tacos.
It's a good debate, though.
No faith in these shrimp. I really think they're the ones that were killed in the Gulf oil spill. Taco Bell, if you're listening, I frequent your business quite often. Do not sue me. But I think they're...
Well, if they sue us, I'm stunned because they somehow this got to that level.
A, they listened. B, fuck you guys. We don't have any money.
Yeah.
Wait, what are you going to take my Xbox?
That's a good point. Outside the Box, episode 22, Taco Bell, Four Loko. It's coming up next week. Leon, as always, a pleasure. These shows are just, they're flying by.
It's like therapy for me. I get to go and vent and tell the world about everyone that I hate.
It really is your therapy.
It's like, I feel like Tony Soprano, you know, when I go to the shrink, except, you know, you're not the...
Doctor, the lady.
Yeah, the hot chick that was his therapist.
I think
we should get a hot chick in here.
As a therapist? Or
just as an OTB hot chick.
Yeah, you work on that.
I'll work on that. It's almost the summer. We'll talk to some of the gals.
And your fiancé, she listens to this show?
She'll be fine with that.
Does she listen to this show?
She listens occasionally.
You know she's not going to listen.
It's radio, maybe. You know, we got to have show interns and just our intern's stupid. I don't know where he is or what happened to him. He's probably dead. But we need to go out and get an OTB chick, have her in the studio. I'll go hook it up. I'll talk to the ladies over at the university. They can put this down on their resumes. This will get them into Columbia grad school.
Columbia grad school. You're out of your mind.
You drop my name. That's all you need.
Are we done?
That's what she said. Baby, I believe that you're a feeling fine. Shaking my life.